Leading the news, thousands of Australian tourists remain stranded in Bali as volcano ash clouds continue to halt flights. Virgin has cancelled 8 flights from Australia to Bali today and has 8 flights out of Bali under review. Jetstar, meanwhile, has delayed 2 flights this morning and is assessing the situation regarding other flights. Many travellers have no idea when they'll be able to get home from Bali.
No idea. We're still waiting just to turn up and have a talk to them and see what we can get.
And we now have to wait probably a couple of days before we find out when we can go.
Apparently there's no other seats until Wednesday, Thursday out of Bali.
The Prime Minister says he's committed to renewable energy despite attempting to block taxpayer investment in wind power. The government has written to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, directing it to invest in new and emerging technologies and not existing wind farms. Tony Abbott has previously described wind turbines as visually awful and he wants to abolish the CEFC. Australia's first Royal Commission into Family Violence will start holding public hearings in Melbourne from today. The Victorian government established the Royal Commission early this year, describing family violence as nothing short of a national emergency. Australian of the Year Rosie Batty is expected to be among the witnesses. And a cold snap that brought blizzards, snow and gale-force winds across parts of the country is set to continue. The so-called Antarctic vortex caused temperatures to plummet and dumped snow in the Alpine regions and on the New South Wales Central Tablelands. The Bureau of Meteorology says the low pressure system is expected to last for most of this week.